keepsakes.
Keepsakes.
An emotional video for love song.
Faith cosplay summit.
Yeah, those major events, it won't die. It will just add new concept.
He did it 100% here. He did it well. He's no longer named.
This is Keepsakes, the podcast. I'm Jay Ogonoy. This is episode 61 of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. 2019 has been a very challenging year for all of us, including me. Especially me, kasi we've done quite a lot of things. And this is my 2019 recap episode of the podcast. Basically, everything that has happened siguro within the span of 1 year, I've actually been through a lot of events. So, yeah, that's probably why I'm heavily invested in my happiness. And before we proceed to the 2019 recap, let's go muna sa events for 2020. Just to get this off first, ICON 2020 will be held at January 19 at Bayanihan Center. January 19, 2020. And Keepsakes is, again, one of the media partners for the said event. Otaku Expo Anime and Manga Drawing Special will be held at the Mega Trade Hall of SM Mega Mall from February 8 to 9. And the Otaku Fest 2020 Cebu will be held on February 22 to 23, 2020. Pulp Summer Slam, although hindi siya masyadong related sa, let's say, Otaku community, pero it's kind of related because Baby Metal is there. It will be held on May 16 at Mall of Asia Arena. Also, Scandal, the band, will be having its world tour, and Philippines is part of their world tour to release their latest album, Kiss of the Darkness. So, we're catching up on the dates, kung kailan magbebenta ng tickets, kung kailan opening ng selling ng tickets, and you should be probably seeing it on Facebook soon. Pinoy Otaku Festival 2019 from May 22 to 24, 2020 at Robinson's Novaliches Trade Hall. Again, we will be one of the media partners for the said event too. ToyCon 2020 will be happening on June. But before that, there will be a Bon Odori in Cebu at SMC Side City, Cebu from June 6 to 7. So bago po mag-ToyCon, I will be in Cebu for a weekend and then fly back to Manila to take care of the work that I have to do. So, that will be the events for January to June 2020. If I missed out on something, let me know on Twitter at Jay Ogonoy. So, let's get right off back to January 2019. The first Anime Idol Convention was held. And it was pretty interesting kasi nobody bothered to create such kind of event until there's a team who step on the platform, hold such event, and successful pang event nila. So, yeah. Ang preparation nila dito, I believe, is 1 year. Talagang 1 year talaga. So, even after ICON, they already have ICON 2020, and they already had plans. Some of them have been revealed to us as part of the media team. So, looking forward to that, and yes, looking forward to all the all that I can contribute there, you know. The second event that I attended actually is in Baguio. It's my first time to be in Baguio, and doon ko nalaman na hindi ko na kaya ang kumbaga bigla ang trip. Kasi matanda na ako. I'm old. I'm old! Cosplay Bungkasa Baguio was held at the PFVR Gym in Baguio City. Just a walking distance from the bus terminal. And PFVR Gym has been home to a lot of otaku events, so in Baguio especially. So yeah, looking forward to get back there and join the Baguio cosplay community in celebrating ourselves through memes and all. So yeah, I just need to spend at least spare a day para makapagpahinga na maayos. P-Pop Generation, his launch on January 8, their debut show was held on January 8 at Teatre, no? And hindi pa rin, that was my first P-Pop Gen show. That is perhaps my last P-Pop Gen show for the year. Hindi talaga ako makapunta ng P-pop gen shows. Out of the way yung pagpunta sa Green Hills. So yeah. Although I have people who have been there for a lot of times. So yeah, P-pop generation stays and they will stay as it is. Status quo pa rin tayo. Although may mga improvements such as the pre-shows. So they even have these pre-shows. Shows before the show starts. So yeah, I think that's better too. So tuloy-tuloy lang po ang P-pop generation. They still hold their sets at Teatrino Promenade Green Hills, San Juan. And it goes, they have a schedule. You can buy your tickets at Ticket World. So, moving to February 2019, Otaku Expo 2019, and Hypnosis Underground were held on the same weekend. And it's my first time to actually enter Hypnosis Underground. This is their first event. And I was tagged along by Sir Mac, who also tagged me to Baguio. So, napaka-special ng shout-out ko kay Sir Mac for helping me to motivate myself to continue what I love to do. This is what I love to do, to meet, to go to events. And even, kahit na nakaupo lang ako sa tabi, nakapaligid lang ako sa tabi, I love seeing people. Checking out with each other, no? So, Otaku Expo 2019, Hypnosis Underground, the J-Pop Anime Singing Contest. Perhaps this is the last that the Embassy of Japan will be holding, unfortunately. Hindi rin ako nakaabot on time. So, as always, nalilate ako ng punta and maaga silang natatapos. Either way. Pero naabutan ko naman yung mga colleagues ko from Team Okegakuen who've welcomed me to their humble abode. Thank you very much, Cap Messi, for welcoming me. Even though hamak lamang po ako na panate ko na nagsusulat ng mga bagay-bagay, nagkakwento ng mga bagay-bagay, I hope I can actually tell your story soon. There's this Big Bad Wolf book fair na before I went to my second trip sa Cebu, I went there. If I'm not mistaken, mas nauna pa yata yung Big Bad Wolf kesa sa Cebu. Maybe. So, yeah, after that, there's Otaku Fest 2019 and it's my first time to roam inside SMC Side City Cebu. The first trip that my first trip, doon lang kami sa ilang mga parts ng Seaside, but I haven't been to the center of Seaside City Cebu, which is their Sky Garden. It's beautiful, very beautiful. And then makikita mo yung Sky Tower. So inside the center of it all, Sky Tower po. Para siyang it's cool, it's quirky, parang isang set siya ng imagine if it was Kill la Kill, and then makikita mo pwesto mo si Satsuki and tilt shot, tapos makikita mo mukha nga palang Honnoji Gakuen. So that's SMC Side City Cebu. I enjoyed my second stay and I got to actually introduce myself to the Cebu Otaku community, cosplay community, and doon na po nabuo ang partnership namin with my counterpart Cebu's cosplay event buzzer Gary Montejo and Chai Adamson, and I met with our Cagayan de Oro partner Serena from the Lilicat. So really good times. I also met a lot of people, si Jade ng Dumaguete, very shy person, but he's doing well, he's cool about it. So, March, following month, I went to Cosplay Carnival, I went to the National Swap Meet, and I went to Natsu Matsuri at the Ateneo. Cosplay Carnival was still cool as part of the Cosplay Mania event series, and siguro wala akong masyado maano dyan. Last year kasi, they had ML48 candidates, alam niyo yun, yung mga before ML48, Before MNL48, before they become members of the group. So, So, siguro yun lang. Well, it's okay to miss. One thing that I get to see, meet, is AK Wiro, who will then be the representative of Australia to the World Cosplay Summit, who will eventually win the championship, first for Australia, first in the history of WCS in this year. No? So, congratulations, AK Wiro and K. National Swap Meet 2019. First time ko mapuntahan ng National Swap Meet because the first time they held it at SMX Aura, which is out of my way din. Ang way ko lang naman is Pasig to SM Mega Mall or Capitolio or whatnot. Hindi ako usually pumupunta sa BGC. But, yeah. So, nasa na ba ako? Yeah, the following month, April, I wasn't able to go to the ML48 concert, unfortunately, because I stayed at Ozin Fest and I have no allotted funds for the concert. Pag concert, I respect naman the decision of the organizer to hold, to put prices, ano? Kasi value for value naman yan. Saka mahal magrenta ng chatter. And the new Frontier Chatter being newly renovated, being rebranded back to its former glory, hindi na siya Kia Theater at that time. So, yeah, I understand. I understood naman. I have no problems about that. Pero, from what I believe, nag-enjoy ang mga ML Love sa concert. It was the first generation concert. And, yeah. Yeah, that was nice. So, yun nga, nagstay ako sa Ozin Fest. I got my banner there. So, doon ko sinemento yung mark ko sa local idol fandom. CH4U and Loves who were there. So, yeah, good times. And the following month, May, so weeks after they performed at Ozin, punta sila ng Idol Fiesta. This is perhaps one of the major developments sa idol industry, sa idol community sa Pilipinas, because someone independent, this collective is represented by Do It For The Idols and Dare De Mosekai, mga nag-hold din sila ng mga fan events, but this time they actually hold an idol fiesta talaga, which is parang under ang feeling talaga, it has the feeling of an underground idol gathering. I'm not sure lang kung ano, kasi hindi kinaya ng venue, yung aircon ng venue, yung mga tao, so nagsialisan yung mga aircon, lumabas ang hangin. Then it's close naman pero hindi talaga kinaya ng aircon kahit na naka full steam sila. There's I think it's I felt a deja vu pero that will be on another story. Pinoy Otaku Festival 2020, the first time that I was forced to rent a room for a night. And kasi may mga dala din ako mga chachabureche. So mahirap na rin na kailangan kong, naka-schedule ako to judge a karaoke battle royale on day 2. So, kailangan nandun ako na maaga. The thing is, hindi ako magising na maaga. So, I had to rent a Red Doors. Thank you, Red Doors. So far naman, I have a happy experience with Red Doors. No problems whatsoever sa pagstay ko. And, that's May. So, June naman tayo. ACX 2019. The Anime and Cosplay Expo determines who will be performing as front acts for the Japanese Anime Music Concert on Cosplay Mania for both days. So, this year is the year of Seishun Kagome. They won, finally, as champion. They finally got to perform sa dito ng ACX. Dito ng Cosplay Mania Jam. And it was good times. They were really, ano ba to? How do I say this? They were really fantastic with their Revue Starlight getup. We have Donna Hoshimi and Satsuki Banana. Kasi siya lang naman po ang lason sa lahat ng GoPay. She's the reason why Seishun Kahome performed a Revue Starlight set. Tapos, everybody supports each other. Mga titas of, ano. Ito yung mga sinasabi ko, mga hydro titas of Manila. So yeah, good times, ACX 2019. And the following, after that, I was in touch with the people behind Conquest. They sent me material on how their event went well so far, and this year sabi ko sa sarili ko, maybe I can go to Iloilo this time, no? My points are waiting. Iloilo, please let me know when Conquest 2020 will be. And ang nasabi sa akin ng mga sources from the organizer, mga reliable sources, is that it will be held after June para hindi sumapaw sa Toycon season, which is held on the end of June, every end of June. So Toycon season is every end of June, and this is a major event. So Toycon 2019 Poplife Fan Experience saw the selection of Team Class S from Cebu as the representative of the Philippines to the World Cosplay Summit in Nagoya, Japan, in which they really did well with their performances. The WCS alumni, those who have competed for the WCS, really loved them. It just so happens na iba yung mga nag-judge, iba yung scoring system. And, you know, it was something different. Pero sa puso ng mga alumni ng WCS, ng mga competing countries, Philippines got it. So, looking forward to next year. At the moment, marami sila, ano, we have Manila, we have yung mga, ano, let's say something like this. The selection for the 2020 summit selection is happening at this point. Nauna na pong Bacolod, and then susunod na pong Manila with of course we have aside siguro sa mga observations ko, what I noticed is that Jin Hoson, one of the popular cosplayers, one of the staples perhaps of the cosplay community, hindi lang, well, sabihin natin Jin is not that as active as Aloja or Myrtle or whatnot, pero she is a trusted figure in the cosplay community in Manila. So we are rooting for her team, of course. And all the best dun sa mga magko-compete. So, yeah. More details about the 2020 selection later on. July, wala masyadong ganap ng July. If I'm, ano, kasi tinignan ko naman lahat ng mga content ko. Ano bang ginawa ko noong July? Nagpahinga siguro ako noon. Because August was a huge month. Asia Pop Comic Con Manila actually announced their postponement to 2020 even before Toycon was held. So Toycon got the opportunity to leverage itself above the rest, and Toycon stays. So as for me, as part of the team Toycon, I'm looking forward to what will happen to Toycon next. Wala pa akong idea. And probably they'll cascade it naman through social media. So, yeah. Yeah, let's just wait. Tamang hintay lang. Cosplay Tanabata 7 Baguio happened on August, which is perhaps my second trip sa Baguio. I was invited by the organizer noong January. And look at... siguro I enjoyed Baguio a lot because number one, malamig. Number two, hindi ako masyado gumastos. Hindi ako masyado gumastos. Parang sabihin natin na ko naman, wala akong masyado nagastos actually. I didn't go past the 5,000 peso mark. So masarap magbakasyon sa Baguio for a weekend, even for a staycation. And the organizers are very supportive. Apparently, this is their last event. Last cosplay Tanabata, which is kind of sad kasi ba't ganun? Gusto ko pang pumunta eh. Eventually, there was hobby exposure, pero siguro by this time, wala akong kapera-pera. Unfortunately. And wala na. Napunta yung You know, I have a lot of reasons, pero minsan nilalason talaga ako ng mga bagay-bagay. There are a lot of reasons. There are a lot of reasons. So, yeah, I am accountable for my own mistakes. My own regrets. After Cosplay Tanabata, a week after, Misaki Con 2019 at Lucky Chinatown Mall, which is, yeah, it's part of their Asian Fest. I went to Lucky Chinatown during Chinese New Year with Sir Mac Ole, and I'm happy to get to explore Binondo, especially on Chinese New Year. Lalang, picture-picture lang until the sun sets and wala na ako mapicture na maayos because cameras, older cameras cannot stand the night lights. So, it's best to use my camera on a day. Misaki Con 2019 was okay. I met the cosplayers. There are lots of cosplayers there na hindi mo basta-basta makikilala, hindi mo basta-basta mami-meet in person, although kilala mo sila because of what they post on Facebook. So such as Risa, si Katie Geiki, Risa Yu, and the Arcady Mac team, tapos si Ma'am Ai Natsumi. I think, yeah? I think wala siya doon. I'm getting mixed up. It's already past midnight after I recorded this. So, yeah. Aside from that, the Best of Anime 2019. I wasn't able to check Best of Anime 2019 because I was managing again. Nasabi ko na to before. The 10th Philippine Business and Entrepreneurs Expo. My regrets. September was a huge month as well because there's Otaku Musica Festival 2019 and Cosplay Mania 2019. Otaku Musica Festival was, alam niyo, parang underwhelming siya. With all due respect sa organizer natin, si, na partner natin sa NCPH, it's underwhelming. Pero I understand naman the nuances. And they told me naman the reason why. So, what I can safely say is that there shouldn't be a second OMF, pero they went on with it because they were given the green signal, the go signal by the venue, which is Chendecitas, which happens to be in a crisis because Ortigas and Company is in crisis. Ortigas has been sold to SM, a majority of it rather. So SM also takes control of Ortigas and Company along with other stakeholders rather. So yeah, medyo magulo sa Ortigas and Company at the moment. Although, tuloy-tuloy pa rin ang developments, Estancia has expanded its mall at Capitol Commons with an SM store. This is a symbol of the establishment of SM footprint nila sa Ortigas. And they went on to rename Ortigas and Company to Ortigas Land. So that's some of the recent developments inside Ortigas. And iba pa naman to sa Ortigas Center, which is fine. Yeah, we're good with it. So, you know, the month of October was huge because I was invited by NCPH Ule and Cosmicon to hold a panel discussion, and this time one of the panelists was Hanabi from Taiwan. I had to Google translate yung greeting ko kay Hanabi as she is Vietnamese, and I'm happy that I did it well. Thank you, Google Translate, for providing the actual pronunciation of that greeting. And yeah, after Cosmic Con, may mga pupunta ng Kontrabidable, nakisabay na rin ako. So, shoutouts kay David. Shoutouts kay Hiro. Shoutout kay Kazuki ng HPN3. Love you guys. And shoutout na rin kay Miss Fatima. It's Kontrabidable is huge. It's just that hindi ko kinaya yung flashing lights. I'm too old for that stuff. I felt too old for that stuff. And nahihilo ako sa, alam niyo, sobrang blinking ng lights. It's it's kind of euphoric ba or what? If that's the right term. Pero yeah, I stuck with water, Red Bull, drinks. Hindi ako nag drinks doon. So yeah. Yung ano, basta puro tubig lang ako, puro tubig lang after a Red Bull, tubig, tubig, tubig. I kept reusing the Red Bull can that I had to fill it with water so I can drink and pretend I'm still drinking Red Bull for 5 times. Where in fact, I only drank one can of Red Bull and uminom ako ng tubig na 5 beses. That was fun, that was fun. But I don't think I'll fit in those kinds of events. It's just my preference. Again, the blinking lights, they blink too much. They blink too much. So, moving to November, a lot of events have happened too. Coslanja 2019 happened, and there's a podcast special for that. iBlog 15 happened, and there's also a podcast special dedicated for that. Arcon Cebu 2019, third trip ko na sa Cebu, and I love Mandaue more than the Cebu City proper. Tapos noon, Melody Road 2019 anime feature. So, every week, sunod-sunod po ang events natin na pinupuntahan. And hindi pa ako nagsawa. So, going back going to December, Naruto Slugfest launch party on December 3. I was there after, I catch up after SEA Games. Tapos, by this recording, it's already December 8. So, by this day, meron ng Melody Road 2019 video game feature, which is independently produced by the Radical Dreamers themselves, the band, the orchestra, inside Manila Pianos, after the producer for the anime feature, Independent Play, has called it quits. For I don't know what reason it is, they won't disclose, pero it's a kind of delicate matter, no? So yeah, well, all the best sa Melody Road, and by this time siguro na mapopost ito, I can safely say you've done well, guys. Love you guys. The following events afterwards, by this recording, hindi ko pa siya naabutan. We haven't reached that yet. December Toycon at Mega Trade Hall. That will be happening on the 13th to 15th of December this year. And the World Cosplay Summit Philippines qualifiers for the NCR will be happening on the 14th afternoon of Saturday. There's the second Otakute Cosplay Festival. Dahil hindi ko naabutan ng unang festival nila, I will catch up on the second one, which Otakute is a Japanese amusement park held. They are at the LA Village, inside the University Suites in the old, the former La Peral building in the U Belt, and the Ozin Fest Winter Special, Winter Festival, and Cosplay Matsuri will be held from Ozin is 26-27, and then 28-29-30 will be Cosplay Matsuri. This is the cosplay week, so all the best. Let's catch up on our events. And finally, that is my 2019 recap. Ang dami natin napuntahan, no? So, last na to. Shoutouts to all our partners in Keepsakes. Thank you for making this year a fulfilled year. Maraming salamat sa ating partners sa Cebu, Cagayan de Oro, La Union, and Baguio, and one in Manila, Gary Montejo, Serena Moon, Jessica Rion, Wilans Lopez Akachi, our brand partners, Cubizone, Cubinet Interactive, kay Sir Oliver Virayens Fatima, Ani Plus Asia, to Miss Rosan, and Dungeon Akiba, to Emerson and Ferrari Lacson, si Shem ng Icon Team, and the rest of the team, Miss Sonia Vidal and the Otaku Fest 2019 team, David D'Angelo of NCPH and the Pinoy Otaku Festival team, Fertina Cosplay Events Baguio kay Michelle and Laura Lopez and Lalin, ARCAD 2019 team kay Sir Jolo Escanio and Miss Jayon Roa, Coslandia 2019 team kay Miss Kai Rodadelia of Halo Halo Entertainment. The Epic Gaming Regiment kay Boss Thomas Regala. May kulang pa ako sa kanya. May video tayong ilalabas. Hindi pa ginagawa. Which is the ML48 Team Shuffle Card Game. I enjoyed that game. Anime Corner Philippines, Marlo, France, et al. We have a future partnership for Anime Corner Philippines in 2020. Amox Events kay Miss Joy Nakata and the Ozin team na hindi ako iniwan kahit na parang naiwan ko sila. I'll be going to your events, guys. Dennis Jordan Uy and Brian Uy. I have to say Dennis Jordan Uy because ang dami ng Dennis Uy sa Pilipinas. Actually, tatlo sila. The one in Pampanga and the one in Davao. To all of our podcast guests, si JM Milagrito of Anime Pilipinas, JM Cruz of Project Materia, Serena Moon, si Gary, si Ellen Ogami, Reggie K, si Regina Abang of the Manila Times, Stan Galupo of Back to Gaming, Adrian Reyes, Friends Fries, mga fans ni Shira and Shina ng ML48, Cloud Niners kay Jumer Ola, Nice Ones kay Maria Sofia Soledad for they've been guests for the Vote ML48 features sa podcast kay Will Hans, kay John Lorenzo Manalili, kay Chio and Chio or Seika on of Sekise, Tito Nats ng CH4U, the Hello Project Philippines, Dana Vellano, the Raymar of Files kay Chad Ramos and Alan Silva, kay Mike Bundo, kay Scarfader, our last episode's guest. Apologies pala for the really broken audio. We'll fix that on a later episode. We'll have another episode with Scar kung hindi nyo talaga na-gets. JC John Sesaconeta and Chayan Adamson. And to all the cosplayers, photographers, and friends who I have met online and offline, especially to Resu. Yan, madalas kami magkita ni Resu. The last activity that we had is at the BGC. Si Ainatsumi, Ron De La Cruz, Live Bye Bye, at saka yung mga marupok. Kay Jagger Tribdino, kay Diane Marisa Bandeja, si Nicolay ng TPS, Love So, especially kay Oshi Aira, isa-isa. CH4U, Tito Nuts and the others, isa si Yuriko, na wala na sa grupo, unfortunately. Si Sunny, si Clover, saka si Chiyuki. Pastel Mix, kay, of course, again, Unbox. I'm as PH, thank you very much. Watagay Pilipinas, kay Wilhans, again, kay Supremo P, kay Franz, kay Hinotora, and to all who follow Keepsakes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, lahat na, marami kayo, love you all. Maraming salamat. This is 2019, and this has been your Keepsakes podcast for the year. Maraming salamat po. And yes, the following segment will tell you how you can spread the word. So I encourage everyone to spread the word and help me help you as well. And yeah, that will be it for 2019. Have a happy, happy holiday. Happy New Year sa inyo lahat. That wraps up another episode of Keepsakes, the podcast. New episodes can be heard at anchor.fm/keepsakes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Leave your voice messages to this podcast through the Anchor app, available on Google Play and App Store. Don't forget to visit me on social media for updates. Facebook.com/keepsakesbyj, Twitter at jayagonoy, youtube.com/jayagonoy, and my blog at www.jayagonoy.xyz. Shout out to Lee Rosie Bear for the music. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. Until next time.